Welcome to Women Making History. Each week we meet interesting and inspirational women who dared to make history. I'm Jennifer Mae Anderson. This week's history-making woman is an American civil rights icon, activist, and a leader in the first farm worker union contracts. Dolores Huerta was born on April 10, 1930, in Dawson, New Mexico. She was the middle child of three, born to Alicia and Juan Fernandez. Her parents divorced when Dolores was three, and she and her two brothers moved to Stockton, California, with her mother. Dolores has said that her mother's community-mindedness, independence, and entrepreneurial spirit were all an inspiration to her. Her mother, Alicia, worked several jobs before being able to purchase a restaurant and small hotel in Stockton. Alicia rented rooms at reasonable prices to low-wage workers, sometimes waiving the costs altogether. She was active in her community, many civic organizations, and her church. Dolores grew up in a multicultural community of agricultural workers. Stockton was home to Mexican, Filipino, African-American, Japanese, and Chinese working families. She attended the local high school and was active in clubs and school activities. She went on to earn a teaching credential from University of Pacific's Delta College in Stockton. She began her career as a teacher, but she was troubled by the poverty and the hunger that she saw in her students. She decided that she could help them more outside the classroom by organizing their parents, the farmers and the farm workers. Dolores' career as an activist began in earnest in 1955 when she co-founded the Stockton chapter of the Community Service Organization, or CSO. The purpose of that group was to lead voter registration drives and lobby for economic improvements for Hispanics. She went on to co-found the National Farm Workers Association in 1962, which became known as the United Farm Workers Union in 1965. Dolores served as the UFW vice president until 1999. She successfully lobbied for securing aid for dependent families and disability insurance for farm workers, as well as being a key player in the enactment of the Agricultural Labor Relations Act of 1975. This was a landmark legislation granting farm workers in California the right to collectively organize and bargain for better working conditions and wages. When she was 58, Dolores was brutally attacked during a protest against the policies of then-presidential candidate George Bush. A police officer broke four of her ribs and shattered her spleen with a baton. The public was outraged by this treatment, and ultimately the San Francisco Police Department changed how it handled crowd control. Dolores won in an out-of-court settlement. After recovering, Dolores moved her activism to the area of women's rights. She traveled across the United States for 2 years, encouraging Latinas to run for office as part of the feminist majority's Feminization of Power 50-50 by the year 2000 campaign. The campaign was a success, with many more women representatives elected at all levels of government. She later served as national chair of the 21st Century Party. This party was founded in 1992 with the goal of having women make up 52% of the party's candidates and that the party officers would reflect the ethnic diversity of the United States. Dolores said in a 2017 media interview, "We do need women in civic life. We do need women to run for office or to be in political office. We need a feminist to be at the table when decisions are being made so that the right decisions will be made." For all of her efforts, Dolores has been recognized in many ways. In 2013, she was inducted into the California Hall of Fame. She has also received several awards, including the Eleanor Roosevelt Human Rights Award from President Clinton in 1998, and the Puffin Foundation's Award for Creative Citizenship. In 2012, President Barack Obama bestowed Dolores with her most prestigious award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian award in the United States. Dolores Huerta saw unfairness and inequity in her community and braved gender and race bias to better the conditions for farm workers and their families, increase diversity in elected representation, and continues to work to improve lives through her foundation. And that makes her a woman making history. Thanks for listening. To meet more fascinating women who made history, listen each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X or visit womenmakinghistory.ca.